This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Omar Navarro. He is a challenger to Maxine Waters for the 43rd Congressional District of California. Some of you may know the unfortunately long and, I guess, storied history of Maxine Waters. She is a real piece of work, to say the least. You know, you may know already, I am not a fan of hers. I grew up in Los Angeles. Obviously, this is a very important city, one of the largest cities in the United States, if not the world. This is a very important district, the 43rd Congressional District. So, Omar, welcome. How are you?
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Doing good.
So, you know, Maxine Waters has advocated violence. She's threatened to take out the president during the Rodney King riots. She said, no justice, no peace. She is a real mess. How has she managed to stay in office so long? And, you know, maybe how long has she been in office? It's way too long for me. But what do you think?
Yeah, well, Maxine's been in office for over 27 years. Well, that's if you only count Congress. But if you count her public service and where she's been, like in the state assembly, she's been in politics for almost 40 years. Wow. And, you know, people don't look at that. Here, especially, people look at like a representative that's only passed three bills in 27 years. I mean, that's a complete failure. I mean, how can you only
one
pass
per decade, you know? I mean,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's not common sense.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, talk to us about some of the issues facing Los Angeles. You know, obviously a very important city. You know, it affects the entire nation in one way or another. LA is a big deal. I grew up in Los Angeles, and whenever I go back there, I just honestly get kind of depressed. I mean, it's like a really third world country in a lot of ways. There's homeless people everywhere. The parks look like hell. The whole thing is just, I don't know, it feels like it's really falling apart. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. There's a lot of things that are going on in Los Angeles. I mean, there's a big problem, especially in my district, regarding, you know, jobs and jobs not staying here. In the 43rd Congressional District, you have a lot of businesses that end up leaving to other states. They end up doing business overseas. And we lose those jobs. We lose those economic opportunities. And that's what I call them. These are economic opportunities for people in the 43rd Congressional District. I mean, we're not sustaining business. When we're not bringing more business, we're losing economic opportunity. And this is a problem all over the state of California. I mean, this is not just a problem in my district.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, this is not just a Los Angeles issue by any means. California is always ranked as the worst state to do business in, if not the second worst. It always seems to come down between California and New York are the least business-friendly states. And, you know, businesses create jobs. If you chase them out by disincentivizing good behavior and rewarding bad behavior, they're just going to leave. They're going to vote with their feet, just like people do. You've seen this complete exodus of the middle class from California. When I say complete, that's obviously a figure of speech, but you know what I mean. I mean, look, the middle class has been leaving California for like two decades now. It's sad. It's my home state. I've lived there almost all my life, and you know, I don't anymore. I left too in 2011. I just got fed up with being taxed and regulated like crazy, and you know, at some point, you just say it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, and a lot of people are deciding to do that. A lot of people are leaving to other states like Arizona, like Texas. And what I'm telling people is that we have opportunity here. California is beautiful. There's so much economic opportunity here. But you have the problem, politicians. Politicians have been destroying the state. And you look at the majority of people that are elected in office in the state of California, they are Democrats. And when I talk to people in my district, I tell them this, and they know this. They're like, yeah, they're in charge here. I'm like, so they have the power to do whatever they want. So if they say that they want to end homelessness, if they say they want to make your life better, they would have had that chance for the past 30 years. Have they? No, they have not. And a lot of people see that and they're like, wow, I was like, that's just, it is a very basic point to make. I mean, people automatically see it right away. And I don't know why Republicans are not preaching this. I don't know why Republicans are not going into the inner cities. I am. I'm one of the very few that are going into the inner cities that acknowledge that if we don't go into the inner cities, we're not going to win governor's race. We're not going to win a U.S. Senate race. We're not going to win anything. We're not going to win even a cheeseburger. We have to really go in to the inner cities. And this, I stress this so much. If we're not going in there, just because we want to go into our comfort zone and we want to preach to the choir, that's not going to get us a win. We have to go in places that we're not comfortable, places that we are going to get spit at, thrown things at. Those are the places that we have to win. And if we're not doing it, we're not going to get anything accomplished. But we are getting something accomplished here in the 43rd Congressional District.
So, Omar, just for the record, are you a Republican?
Yes, I am a Republican.
Okay. And, hey, listen, if you want to get spit on and if you want people to shut you down, you can just go to any college campus. I mean, they'll do the job there. You know, they're so tolerant and they're so into free speech at these college campuses.
Yeah, and I've gone to different college campuses like Berkeley, and I've been to the Battle of Berkeley. I was there. I was there at many events at Berkeley. But, you know, like, it's a thing to see. I mean, especially in every college, I mean, around California, it's disturbing to see that these kids are like, they'll chant the same thing. They'll say like, no Trump, no fascists, USA, whatever. They'll keep saying that. It's like they all coordinated and they're all paid, obviously, because I took a flyer once for one of them. And I saw that in the flyer, it said literally the clock in hours. It said how much they were getting paid. Right. I mean, so we know that this is an organized effort from the left. And they're definitely getting paid by people like George Soros.
Yeah, George Soros is disgusting. I can't wait till he passes on to another world. It's unbelievable. You know, really the kind of evil he has spread around the world. I'd love to talk to him sometime just to learn from him on the financial side. I mean, you know, he's an interesting guy there, but his politics are just very, very fascist. And it's funny, you know, Omar, there's this old saying, talk about the pot calling the kettle black, right? And, you know, that's exactly what it is. The people who are the least tolerant, the most fascist, are calling the other side that. And it's a crazy upside down world that these people even have any kind of a real voice. I mean, I guess because they're all paid, you know. Well, they're not all paid. I mean, some of them are the useful idiot followers, but others, as you say, are paid. They're just paid protesters. It's
well,
a crazy world.
The paid protesters get the non-paid ones.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They help recruit them. But, you know, what's interesting, too, is when you look at the original intent of the country and, you know, the founders of the country, they didn't ever intend for politicians to make a career out of it. You know, Maxine Waters, she's just really a loser. I mean, she's just been in office basically on the dole. She makes these ridiculous statements. She promotes violence. She wants to take out the president, I guess. Tell us more about that statement. If someone on the right said that, they would be tarred and feathered. I mean, you know, that's just...
Well, that did happen. Yeah. That did happen. I heard that there was a case where there was one guy who lives in the community. He called Maxine Waters' office. This is what I heard. He said that it's basically... If you're going to take out the president of the United States, then I'm going to take you out. Basically, the same exact threat that she issued to the president. And guess what? This guy is in jail right now. Been in jail. And he hasn't gone out. He had a visit to his door, and he was arrested. And she played victim because she's a black woman, that she is the exception of anything in the law in our country. I mean, so she could say whatever she wants because she's part of a protected class. And she couldn't get away with anything. I mean, this is disgusting. This is the type of representative we have here. She thinks she's Queen Maxine. Queen Maxine is an exception to the law in our country. And, I mean, this is not what we need. We need someone who's going to represent us in the 43rd Congressional District. We have homelessness. We have jobs, businesses. We don't have that economic opportunity here. We need that economic opportunity. But we're not going to have that under the banner of Maxine Waters. That's not going to happen under her. It's going to happen under Navarro. And Navarro wants to fight for the people of the 43rd Congressional District. I want to fight for jobs. I want to fight for business. I want to make sure that homelessness is being addressed in the 43rd Congressional District, making sure that we are helping people, empowering them to find jobs. And if they have mental disabilities, that we also need to address that too. We need to figure out a way, because we live in a country that's so beautiful that people shouldn't be in the streets. I mean, but there has to be a reason behind it. And we also have veterans that are in the streets. Yeah. So we also have to address that too.
Well, Nancy Pelosi thinks those veterans are terrorists. So, you know, maybe that's where she wants them. So, Omar, I got to ask you, you know, Los Angeles and California and, you know, hey, the world in general nowadays, everything is like a racial issue. It's just beyond ridiculous that you can't have a discussion of anything anymore nowadays. Are you of Hispanic descent, given your name? I mean, what's your background?
Yes. My family came here from one side from Cuba and the other side from Mexico. Mm-hmm. But they came here through a legal process. They obeyed the law of the country. They didn't come here the shady way, the wrong way. They skirt the law. And I'm proud of them for doing that and going through the process. Because there's a lot of people who just don't want to follow a process. They don't want to follow the laws of the country. And, you know, when we're teaching people to, when people are coming in breaking the law, they come in disrespecting the country. They come here not learning the customs of the country. They come here not learning the language. They come here with a mentality that they already broke the law here, that they can continue to abuse the system here. So when we allow illegal immigration, we allow abuse, we allow disrespect, we allow discrimination against legal citizens who actually went through a process. We discriminate Americans who were born here. We discriminate anybody who has obeyed the law of our country. You have people who get prosecuted for really small crimes, but yet they don't prosecute illegal aliens for trespassing and going to our country. They get the red carpet treatment, and they shouldn't get the red carpet treatment.
Omar, talk to us a little bit, just quickly, I know your time is limited, about some of these racial issues that affect Los Angeles and politics in general. What is the best way to approach some of these things? And then I really want to get a little, a moment just for you to talk about approaching the homelessness problem, because I couldn't agree more. I mean, when I grew up in Los Angeles and I would go, you know, all around, I lived in Mar Vista, I lived in Culver City, I lived in Santa Monica. Well, I didn't live in Santa Monica, but my mom worked there, so I spent some time there. In all these areas, we didn't have all these homeless people around. You know, we had a little bit of crime, but it wasn't like it is today. Well, I mean, this is anecdotal on the crime comment, by the way. I'm not citing any statistics, but, you know, it just seemed like a much safer place back then. And certainly, I mean, back in the day, you didn't see all these homeless people sleeping all around Santa Monica. I mean, that was like never there. Were they just somewhere else? Did they just come to Santa Monica? Or is the homelessness problem just getting a lot worse?
Well, let's go back to the economics and the issue to that. There are a lot of businesses that have left the state of California. And when businesses leave, it's common sense to know that what happens. People end up jobless. And if they end up jobless, what are their odds of finding another job? Because, you know, you got a lot of young kids that can't even find jobs. They're still living at home with their parents. And the reason why? Because they apply for jobs and they don't get those jobs. Because there's a lot of people that were probably laid off that were older, that have more experience. And obviously, they're going to give them the opportunity to work at certain positions. But even them, they even cut off, and they don't even have that opportunity. There's a lot of jobs that have left California, that have left to other countries. And that is a big concern. I mean, that's why people end up homeless. And that's why the homeless population keeps going up. Because we have even, in the state assembly also, they want to increase, you know, the minimum wage. And if you increase the minimum wage, what happens? Businesses like McDonald's will just basically say, well, I'm just going to find a way to avoid paying people, and I'm just going to have machines.
It'll just hasten the pace toward automation. That's all it'll do. It'll be fewer
they're
businesses.
Just speeding up the process of new technology.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Fewer businesses or more automation, one or the other, they will always find a way, or they'll just pass it through to the customer and just raise prices and cause inflation. The minimum wage debate is so epically stupid. I mean, you just have to be a complete idiot not to understand that. It's so simple that,
well,
you know, obviously.
Economics 101.
Yeah,
right? People know this.
You don't even need to know anything about economics. It's called common sense. And I'm glad you understand common sense. But this is so common, Omar. This is what the left is always, they're always saying they're going to help all of these classes of people that are ostensibly the oppressed classes, the disadvantaged. And everything they do is anathema to that. It hurts them. You know, if you want to help them, tell the government to get out of the way. If someone wants to employ someone and another person wants to work, what business is it of the government to interfere with that transaction? I mean, seriously, if you want to make minority unemployment skyrocket, raise the minimum wage. That's exactly what will happen every single time. And it has. I mean, it's proven out over and over again.
Yeah, and that's what continues to happen. I mean, that is the biggest concern. And, you know, in direction to the homeless, we have to do whatever we can. You know, we need to address the homeless situation here in Los Angeles, and that includes addressing the homeless veterans. That's one of the biggest things, and a lot of them have PTSD. Some of them have drug problems. We have to find out. We really do. We can't let this narrative continue here in Los Angeles. We have to address the situation, and especially respectively around the country, too.
Absolutely. Well, Omar, I wish you luck in your campaign. Give out your website. Tell people where they can find out more. Make campaign contributions. And if you want to change the business-as-usual disaster that is going on in politics in one of the most important cities in the country, here's your chance. Omar, go ahead.
Yeah, if people want to make sure that they have a true representative in Congress next year, they can go to my website at omarnavarro.com, 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 and they can go and donate to my website and help out the campaign. Thank you.
Excellent, Omar. Thank you for joining us, and good luck on the campaign. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.